This is Ozarks Lodge. With me on the phone from his office in Fort Smith is Michael Tilley, who is with Talk Business and Politics. You will be able to find out much more about what we talk about at talkbusiness.net. But first, let's talk about it. Michael, how are you?
I'm well. I'm not going to walk out. I'm not going to walk outside and it's a little hot outside.
It is hot. I guess, and before we talk about this week, I guess you're probably a little too young to remember Neil Armstrong walking on the moon.
Yeah, I was. I did grow up to be a big space program fan. I was one of the first kids to go to the first ever space camp back in 1982.
Really?
So.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'm glad I asked that question. Now I'm going to ask you a question about Gateway Park, which is scheduled to open sometime in fall. What do we know about Gateway Park?
Well, it's going, for people that are familiar with downtown Fort Smith, it's when you enter, you come off Rogers, and Rogers separates into Rogers and Garrison there with, you know, the big IC church on your right, it's not City National Bank. That tells you how old I am. It's Bancorp South there on your right. But this will be a big new entrance. In the past, it's just been kind of an ugly building, and then there's some trees behind it. It looks somewhat nice, but this is going to be a dedicated park in the shape of a triangle. We'll have three statues, Judge Parker, obviously, and then John Carnell and Mother Superior Mary Teresa. Carnell was influential in getting the public school system started, and the Mother Superior was active in bringing health care to the area. It's about a $750,000 project. 646 Downtown is doing a good group behind, you know, the Unexpected Festival, the murals. They're pulling the public-private partnership together. Once the park is up, then they'll turn it over and the city will maintain it.
Well, staying with downtown Fort Smith and 646 Downtown, it looks as if Fort Smith is going to join the Main Street Arkansas program. What will this enable the city to do?
Well, it'll give them resources, and hat tip to Talisha Richardson. She's the executive director of 646. She's been leading this effort for almost 2 years now. When she first learned downtown wasn't part of it, she set about to fixing that. And I think, you know, Main Street helps. They bring in a lot of expertise, not just from Arkansas, but from around the country, about how to renovate historic buildings, how to receive grants. They offer small business consulting. It's just a program, another tool. And it's not the be-all, end-all. It's not going to be where, you know, once Fort Smith joins Main Street program, then boom, overnight, everything is, you know, 100% better. That's not the case, but it's just another tool that the city and the downtown businesses can use to, you know, to help continue the momentum that is going on in downtown Fort Smith.
An update on something you and I talked about last week. The Fort Smith School Board had made some alterations in the policy handbook about publications that originate in the school districts, like newspapers, and said that such publications, quote, do not provide a forum for public expression. What's the latest on this, Michael?
Well, you were being very kind to say that they made some alterations. They essentially stripped students' ability to have any right of expression. Now, I know there's some people out there that says, well, hell, they're students, and they're there to learn. But fortunately, the Constitution of the United States does not suggest that as a student you've given your rights away. So Julie Mayberry, a Republican, no less, from Hensley, Arkansas, was the lead sponsor of a bill that became Act 912 this year. And it says students may exercise their right of expression guaranteed by the First Amendment to the Constitution of the United States. So we had an opportunity to talk to Representative Mayberry and sent her the note, sent her the language that the Fort Smith School Board adopted, and she called it disturbing and said it clearly violates state law. We also talked to the executive director of the Arkansas Press Association, who essentially said the same thing, that this, nice try, but you know, this violates state law and it's going to have to be fixed. We'll see what the school board does. We got somewhat of a vague response from, well, we didn't get somewhat of a vague response. It was vague from the superintendent, who says, well, we've updated the student media policy now. You know, now we'll have to look at it and see if we need to amend it. Well, if you violated state law, I'm thinking at some point you're going to have to amend it, or you're going to invite a lawsuit. So where it goes from here, Kyle, we'll see. But so far, we're the only one that's reported on it, and we're going to stay on top of it.
All right. Quickly, the Fort Smith Police Department, some new hires, some new trainees. Could be, perhaps, sooner rather than later, all positions for FSPD are filled?
Yeah, this is quite a story. They've gone not just for a few years, but maybe for decades now with, you know, well under their, they've been 20, 30, 40 officers short. They have 164 authorized positions, and they have 29 officers now in some phase of either hiring or training. And that would put them at 159 officers, which is, I mean, it's pretty close. We're getting there, you know, just five away. So as long as they don't have a lot of turnover, this may be the most completely staffed police department that the city has had in a long, long time.
Search continues for a full-time police chief, though, right?
Right, right. Although the consensus I shouldn't say the consensus there is, everyone I've talked to, and it's a wide variety of people, are hopeful that the interim police chief, Danny Baker, will get the job. He knows the department. He is very keen on continuing that community policing that former Chief Clark began. So it'll be interesting to see if they go with the inside guy.
You can read more about these stories and other stories at talkbusiness.net. That's where Talk Business and Politics lives. Michael Tilley is with Talk Business and Politics. And I bet you'll be observing the 50th anniversary of that first step on the moon tomorrow with a glass of Tang.
Yes, and curled up in a fetal position over an air conditioning fan.
There you go. Thank you, Michael. Have a great weekend.